There's comfort at a sidewalk table in the same seat every day, where the tea tastes just the way it should and the breeze behaves its way. Where the shop signs never wander from the colors that we know, and the tide comes in on schedule like it always has before. It's not that we resist the world or think it's all a bluff. It's just that what we've built right here has always been enough. Doris knows this town as well as we do, knows the rhythm, knows the line. She's the last one I'd imagine ever choosing to decline. But she's quieter lately about it, doesn't speak as firm or fast. And I can't help but wonder, what if something's changed at last? What if one small door is opened and it doesn't close again? What if something shifts an inch and not the way it's always been? Not disaster, not a fall, just a different kind of start. What if change begins so gently you don't feel it? It isn't fear that drives us, or a wish to scold or scorn. It's the thought that once you loosen what was tidy and well-worn, where does it rest? Where does it land? Who decides? Does anyway.